independent senators have kind of been working with Laura Kelly for the last 3 years, and a couple of the others, that's just kind of where they've been. It's kind of monolithic in its ideology, so it's a couple from the edge. It's not really a bipartisan, Republicans with Democrats. It's a bit of a grandstand, but on that note, I like that we're all on the same page of looking for tax cuts, right? So, and really the tenets of what they proposed are all tenets of what we've proposed. The thing I found the most interesting is they were talking about, well, I tried, but I was blocked. Yeah, I was blocked by a veto, and then it was blocked on a veto override.
That audio from WIBW News, Mid-America Network News. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Spirit AeroSystems has responded after the mid-air blowout that happened with an Alaskan Airlines flight from a Boeing 737 plane. It has grounded more than 9 different Boeing 747 airplanes across the country as the investigation continues, as the NTSB has done their investigation, saying that it was officially an accident in the incident.
Now, we're here investigating an accident, and yes, we've now determined, based on our definition of substantial damage, that it is an accident, not an incident.
That was from their news brief yesterday afternoon. Spirit AeroSystems has also released their statement regarding the incident, saying, quote, "We are grateful the Alaskan Airlines crew performed the appropriate procedures to land the airplane with all passengers and crew safe. Spirit is committed to partner with Boeing on the 737 program, and we continue to work together with them on this matter. Spirit is following the protocols set by the regulatory authorities that guide communication in these types of circumstances, and we will share further information when appropriate." Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor of Nebraska Jim Billen says that he is completely and 100% committed to a 40% tax cut on property in 2024, but is giving few details on the plan to get there. Here's what he had to say, courtesy of KETV.
I'm committed. I'm all in. This problem has to be solved. Just stopping property taxes is not acceptable. We have to have dramatic reduction. We have to broaden the tax base to be able to get, to be able to have dollars to get down to $3 billion in property tax relief. And from my seat, everything's on the table.
The Nebraska Farm Bureau said that the governor is heading in the right direction, while Americans for Prosperity said that Nebraskans deserve true tax reform, not just a tax shift. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved a contract with CES Group for study of a section of storm sewer from Broadway and U.S. 36 North up 15th Street, and approved purchase of chip seal cover for city street projects this year. Marysville Police received approval for a new vehicle and outfit, as well as rifle magnifiers, and reported they're planning a national night out event August 2nd. Mayoral appointments were approved, including Kester Block Advisory Board, through 2026, including Rob Peschel, Rory Clark, Nick Wolf, and Sharon Phillips. Airport Advisory Commission through 2025, Randy Brown and Gary Howland reappointments, and Nick Stoll. Dylan Palmer to the Tree Board, Lynn Stoes to the Cemetery Board, and Planning Commission through 2026, Ryan Smith and Frank Stagenborg, extraterritorial member. Public input is being sought in Nemaha County regarding a potential new resolution that would address implementing burn bans during red flag warnings issued by the National Weather Service. That issue will be discussed at the Nemaha County Courthouse Wednesday evening, January 10th, beginning at 7 p.m. County Fire Department leaders and representatives of the Forestry Service have asked the resolution be considered. Again, the meeting opened to the public Wednesday evening at 7 at the courthouse in Seneca. Marysville Public Library is offering a new drop-in program. Crafternoons will meet the second and fourth Thursday each month, beginning this Thursday, noon to 2. Tailored for adults who enjoy crafting and would like socializing with others. Bring your crafts along or they'll have some available. You may also bring a lunch or a drink. For additional details, the Crafternoon is Thursdays, second and fourth Thursday each month from noon to 2. Contact the Marysville Public Library. Snow removal crews will resume operations Wednesday. Overnight blowing and drifting snow has closed some rural roads. Area classes will resume on a two-hour delayed basis Wednesday. Two-hour late start buses run accordingly at Diller O'Dell and Southern. Two-hour late start at Axtell, USD 113, Hanover Barnes and Lynn, USD 223. Two-hour late start at Marysville, USD 364, Frankfort and Centralia, USD 380, and Valley Heights, USD 498. Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59, of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill. Trudy L. Reif, age 71, of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for today, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from late Thursday afternoon until early Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Staying partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the lower to mid teens. A chance for some snow showers into Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. And snow showers are likely throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows just above zero and in the lower teens. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Snow showers possible into Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the single digits and mid teens. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows just below zero. Partly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs just above zero and in the lower teens. Northwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some flurries possible into Saturday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Some flurries possible throughout Sunday, cloudy with our highs just above and below zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early January 39, record high on this date 73, the average low 19 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:22. 19 degrees this hour, still kind of tough out there on the rural routes. Some that were cleared yesterday suffered some blowing and drifting snow and have been closed again. K99 north of Beatty remains closed north up to the state line. Be careful out there. Also refreezing overnight. Going to make for some slick spots out and about. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of January. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Soup Day is Thursday, January 11th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carryout available. Phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus annual Soup Day in Marysville, Thursday, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall. Public is welcome.
How low will the Pistons go? From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
In 41 years, Nebraska knocks off the top-ranked team in the country, and they are storming the floor.
The call on KLIN, unranked Nebraska held number one Purdue scoreless for the final 3.5 minutes of the first half to take an 11-point lead into the break. They held on from there to upset the Boilermakers 88-72. Second-ranked Houston at Iowa State.
And the rebound to Trey King, and a foul called. No, they wave it off. That's going to do it. And Iowa State knocks off number two Houston.
The call on Learfield, the Cyclone shocked Houston 57-53, building a 10-point halftime lead and holding on from there for the victory. This marks the first time since February 26th of 2022 that both numbers 1 and 2 lose on the same day in the regular season. Number 6 Kentucky beat Missouri 90-77, 11th-ranked Duke drubbed Pittsburgh 75-53, and number 14 Baylor topped number 18 BYU 81-72. On the NBA hardboards,
Conley rubs off a Rudy screen right side, free throw line extended, Kyle Anderson baseline, a lob to Rudy. he throws it down with one hand.
The call on KFAN, T-Wolves crushed the Magic 113-92. The Knicks won their fifth in a row, routing the visiting Blazers 112-84. Kings beat the Pistons 131-110. The Lakers edged the Raptors 132-131. And the Grizzlies blasted the Mavs 120-103. The Heat made Eric Spoelstra the highest paid coach in NBA history, extending him 8 years for $120 million. NHL, Arizona beat Boston 4-3 in overtime. Jets blanked the Blue Jackets 5-0. Canucks skated by the Islanders 5-2. Maple Leafs over the Sharks 7-1. And the Panthers beat the Blues 5-1. This is ABC Sports.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free-falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry duvet, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tuesday night basketball games postponed on account of weather forcing school closures. The Mudeikis basketball tournament in Beatrice was postponed for a second day Tuesday and is slated to begin Wednesday afternoon with a modified schedule. Other rescheduled dates have yet to be announced. Some area teams may try to make up games tomorrow night. Stay tuned for details. The Marysville game, scheduled Friday this week, is being moved to Thursday night on account of another winter storm threatening. And the Concordia games from Tuesday with Marysville will be played February 1st.
Stocks tumbled, giving back some of the last few days' gains. The Dow fell 158 points. The S&P closed down 7, while the NASDAQ rose 14. About 3 out of 4 stocks in the S&P, the broadest of the indices, closed lower. The Biden administration is enacting a new rule with the goal of preventing the misclassification of workers as independent contractors, a step which could affect millions in the U.S. workforce. The rule replaces Trump-era standards that narrowed the criteria for classifying employees as contractors. Such workers aren't guaranteed minimum wages or benefits. For now, at least, the change will not apply to workers for major app-based platforms like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash. The World Bank says high interest rates, persistent inflation, slowing trade, and a diminished China could put the brakes on the global economy for the third year in a row, expanding at just 2.4%. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we get this Wednesday started, we will take you through the overnight session here in just a moment, as well as give you a recap of yesterday, as it was a mainly higher day in the grains and oil seeds and a mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. February live cattle finished up 82 yesterday at 170.77. April was up 57 at 173.60. The immediate months of January feeder cattle was down a dime at 223.77. March was down 20 cents at 224.87, but a bit of two-sided trade, as the leader futures were slightly higher. February lean hogs up 127 to 71.87. April was up 97 cents at 78.50. Now a look in the grains. Again, as mentioned, it was pretty much higher across the board. Corn, wheat, and oats had a big day yesterday through the overnight session of trade. We see March corn currently down 1.5 at 457 and 3/4. May trading at 470 a bushel. That's down 1.5. We are seeing mixed figures in the wheat complex, but Kansas City wheat through the overnight session for March currently down 3 after finishing higher yesterday at 624 a bushel. May trading at 628. That's down 2.75. And a huge day for oats, nearly a 20-cent bounce. March oats currently up 0.75 cents again at 380 and a quarter cent. May, though, is down 0.25 cents at 375. A look now into the oil seeds, as January soybeans unchanged, currently trading at 1241.5. However, the later futures months are slightly lower. March down 3.5 at 1245. Soybean meal for March is down 1 at 366.60. And a mixed bag for the oil markets. January soybean oil is currently up 2 at 48.47.
7. A big day for the cotton complex yesterday is followed up by a nice overnight session to start the day. March currently up 28 points at 81.01. Quickly through the energy markets, we saw higher numbers yesterday. February crude oil currently trading up 35 at $72.59 a barrel. Unleaded gas back up 3 cents a gallon to $2.11. February heating oil up 2 at $2.67. And it was a huge double-digit gain for natural gas, but giving up some of those gains here this morning. February natural gas down 10 at $3.08. Sam Speck of the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Winter kill can be a concern for many crop producers when the temperatures drop significantly. K-State crop breeder Mike Stom discusses what makes a winter canola plant most prepared to survive cold temperatures and how people can test if their plant is still alive. He says how established the crop should be to have its best chance.
So when you plant the crop on time, that allows enough plant development that you'll hopefully survive the winter. So what we typically say is canola needs anywhere from 6 to 10 true leaves and then approximately a foot or so of top growth. So that biomass makes the plant more robust to the colder temperatures. You know, we talk about having a solid root established. We talk about having a root diameter of approximately a half inch or so. Just having that robustness to the plant allows it to withstand some of the colder temperatures that we often get here in the Central Plains.
Stom reviews what helps canola prepare for frigid weather.
Plants, like people and animals, have to adapt to the cold. And so canola must go through a kind of a hardening process. It must develop winter hardiness in order for it to survive. And so what we typically see in the fall is, you know, temperatures gradually cool down. And so we have temperatures, you know, around the freezing mark, and that allows canola to harden off.
There is a way to see if the canola plant is still viable, and he explains how.
Really, the best thing to do is to just pull some of the plants out of the ground and then to squeeze the root and the crown to see if it's firm and green. You know, as long as that crown is not real mushy and weak, if it has a firmness to it, if it has some turgidity that we call it, then we know that those plants are still alive. And a grower can do this throughout the winter whenever they're concerned about their crop. Because we're going to see some natural leaf dieback. The crop's going to turn colors. You may think it's dead by just driving by the road because of all the brown leaves or the red leaves, purple leaves, whatever you see out in the field. You may think it's going backwards. That really may not be the case. You got to get out and walk in the field and pull some of the plants up to examine them to see if they really are brown and dead and dying. So yeah, that's just kind of a rule of thumb. Walk out in the field, pull some plants, and take a look at them.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stom on how to examine the crop for winter kill. Learn more by reading the article After a Better Start in 2023, What Factors Influence the Survival of Winter Canola. You can read it at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock on bread every sale Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 275 fancy Angus, Sim Angus, Charlet, and Black Whiteface first calf heifers from Aries and Signers. They're AI and bull bred to high calving these low birth weight Angus bulls due to start calving in late January through March. This will be an outstanding offering of high quality gentle bred heifers. Spring calving cows consignments include over 300 Angus, Black Whiteface, and a few red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, with many being 3 to 4 years old. These cows are AI and bull bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for February through April calving. Also offered will be 100 Black Whiteface, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid, with September to December calves by side. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
On account of the weather, the sale will be delayed starting at 12:30 Wednesday. 12:30 sale Wednesday at Manhattan Commission Company.
Sniffing and sneezing are signs of a cold, but they could also be indoor allergies. A little help in determining the difference today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. Rock and Rollers Rod Stewart and Pat Benatar share a birthday today. Think you have a cold coming on, or do you merely have allergy symptoms? Here's how to tell the difference. A cold typically produces discolored mucus. Clear nasal secretions are associated with allergies. Chills and body aches are not typical allergy symptoms. If you have those, you most likely have a cold or the flu. And cold symptoms generally run their course between a week and 10 days. Symptoms lasting longer or more likely from allergies. The number one indoor allergy trigger, by the way, is dust mites. And those are most often found in carpeting, bedding, and high humidity areas like the bathroom. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 19 degrees in Marysville this morning. Well below the freezing mark, anything that melted yesterday is going to be icy this morning, so slick spots as well as redrifting of snow. Some roads were cleared yesterday. Those became road blocked with drifting snow. K-99 north of Beatty remains closed north of the state line. Road crews are going back out this morning. Be careful out there. Travel a bit tough. We do have school delays, but they are going to try to get classes in today. 2-hour late start for Diller O'Dell and Southern. 2-hour late start at Axtell, USD 113. Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn, USD 223. 2-hour late start at Marysville, USD 364. And Frankfort, Centralia, USD 380, as well as Valley Heights, USD 498. Buses run accordingly, may not be able to get out some of the rural routes, depending on the road passability. Trying to sneak something in here midweek. Another winter storm moving in toward week's end, Thursday night into Friday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Michigan was able to cap off the perfect season by winning the national championship, beating the Washington Huskies 34-13. Here's what their head coach, Jim Harbaugh, had to say to the media after the game.
Glorious. Glorious win. Could not be happier or prouder. Our team, 15-0. Yeah, took on all comers. Last one standing. It's a great feeling. So happy for our players, for our parents, for their grandparents, our coaches, Tyrone Moore, Jesse Minner, Jay Harbaugh, the coordinators, the coaches, the staff. Couldn't have had a better game.
Michigan obviously finished first in the AP's final poll for this season, while K-State came in at number 18 and KU at number 23. In other news, the 11-3 K-State Wildcats men's basketball team will be heading to Morgantown to take on the 5-9 West Virginia Mountaineers. The game tips off at 6 p.m. They will also match up with Texas Tech this weekend. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball games postponed on account of weather forcing school closures. The Mudeikis basketball tournament in Beatrice was postponed for a second day Tuesday and is slated to begin Wednesday afternoon with a modified schedule. Other rescheduled dates have yet to be announced. Some area teams may try to make up games tomorrow night. Stay tuned for details. The Marysville game scheduled Friday this week is being moved to Thursday night on account of another winter storm threatening, and the Concordia games from Tuesday with Marysville will be played February 1st. Kansas eight-man all-star game selections include Axtell's Grant Bussing, Sawyer Dieters, and Grady Bussing, Frankfurt's Wyatt Keller and Brock Armstrong, as well as Coach Nick Anderson of Frankfurt, and from Hanover, Levi Griffith, and Lynn's Gavin Turk. The 39th annual 8-Man All-Star Games will be Saturday, June 8th in Beloit. Sawyer Dieters of Axtell is among East All-Stars for the 51st annual Shrine Bowl game at Emporia State University, June 29th. Area athletes also include Holden Bass of Nemahal Central, Drew Petty of Wamego, Josh Grimm of Sabetha, Keegan Bimes of Concordia, Brax Fisher of Abilene, Brody Hayes of Clay Center, and Weston Langvart of Chapman, along with Coach Weston Moody of Wamego.